Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And I am happy to welcome to the studio the chair of the Livingston County Board, Mr. Bob Young. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Todd. Good morning to you, and good morning to all of our Livingston County friends.
Absolutely. If you could see Bob, you would know he is ready for the holiday.
Yeah.
He is decked out in some St. Patrick's Day regalia, and I'm glad to see it because I don't have any green on at all. But I'm not Irish, so I don't want to take anything I'm not entitled to.
But. Well, I don't think I am either, but I wanted to get in the mood for the day.
Well, there you go. And people were in a mood yesterday. There's a transition for you. We want to talk about last night's county board meeting, and one of the subjects keeps coming up in Livingston County, the wind farm moratorium.
Yeah, that came up again last night.
So what's the latest?
Okay. We've talked to the attorneys that are working with us, trying to get ordinances through that'll satisfy the people in the south who prefer not to have wind farms, and the northeast seven townships that prefer to have wind farms. Or to do that, it takes some legal maneuvering, takes some time to get everything together. We've had about six or seven extensions on moratoriums, or for 3 months. Everybody's tired of moratoriums. Everybody is. I mean, believe me. But in order to do it right, the attorneys and everyone felt that we needed additional time, so we extended the moratorium. And if everything goes through, it'll be in place through August, June, July, and August. So there was some debate about it, and there was quite a few nay votes, but it did pass.
And we should clarify for people, my understanding is this is not a moratorium that prohibits the building of a wind farm. It prohibits people from even applying
to construct
a wind farm.
That's exactly what it does. There can be no applications while there's a moratorium on. So,
well, it seems like a reasonable idea. Then, as you say, you hate to have it take up board time. But at the same time, if somebody did file an application, you couldn't reject it once filed. You would actually have to go through the legal process of assessing it and making a decision.
So, we hope that this will be the last time we have to go to the board and ask for an extension. So,
the goal is a comprehensive ordinance that'll cover this in the future.
That's right, and hopefully be valid legally.
I was just going to say something that can't easily be challenged in the courts.
That's right.
Bob Young is our guest this morning. He's the chair of the Livingston County Board. He has been around for all of the wind farm discussions.
Yes, sir.
At least as far as the latest round of wind farm construction is concerned. And we want to talk about something that's more procedural right now, Bob. And there's been some discussion about invocations at county board meetings.
Yes, there has been, much more than I ever thought there would be.
Okay, well, what's the latest? What's going on with this?
We're trying to be sensitive to everybody's concerns about invocation, and we thought maybe we would try to get a policy, and Marty Fannin, chairman of the Elections, Rules, and Legislation Committee, he and his committee came up with a proposal, having the county clerk draw up a list of ministers and contact them. Mr. Ingalls, chairman of the property, didn't like the idea of putting any more work on already county employees that are overburdened. He put an amendment to the motion that Marty had made, and the amendment basically wanted to do away with any county employees having to do the work.
Okay.
That motion did not pass, and then it came to the motion that Marty Fannin had put forth, and that motion also did not carry. So we're back. We have no policy. We think that's legal. We've been assured by the state's attorney that he feels that we can still go ahead and have invocations, or we don't have to, and we don't need a policy on it. So that's kind of where we're at, if it makes any sense.
Well, I'm not sure it does to me, Bob.
Yeah.
In other words, it doesn't need to be specified. It can just be sort of a gentle person's agreement, an adult's agreement.
That apparently is what the Supreme Court has said, yes. But we thought maybe we needed a policy just to cover it, but we went back to no policy.
Okay. And it can still be worked out in-house. It doesn't mean it's prohibited.
Nope.
It simply means it needs to be worked out.
Yes, exactly.
Well, I wish you well on that.
Well, I hope
those,
so.
Those kinds of questions are sensitive. As you say, yeah. That's probably the best word for it. There are a lot of sensitivities.
They're sensitive even. Well, and we want to appreciate people's opinions. So
absolutely.
Try to do the right thing.
Is there anything else we should cover, Bob? Anything else we should talk about?
Well, we had a couple annual reports. One was from Melinda Hillman at Public Health, and the other was from Barb Sear, the Treasurer's report. Both reports look good. Seems like we're in good shape on them. So we were glad to get those. Had a couple appointments. One was Scott Cranford, and the other was John Slagle. They were appointed to the Livingston County Planning Commission. So we were glad to get those. Oh, one more thing, Todd.
Yes.
I almost forgot.
All right.
And I'm glad I got this in. We are selling some excess county property. Mike Ingalls, the chairman of the property committee, announced that we have a generator that was used out, a diesel generator that was used out at the nursing home. We didn't sell it at the sale. We thought maybe we would have a use for it. We've determined we do not have a use for it, so we are offering it for sale to the public. So if anyone's interested, call the county board office.
Very good. A diesel generator can come in awful handy.
I would think it could.
Especially
yes.
with spring on the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that is all the time we have, sir, but we appreciate you coming in as always.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much, Todd.
Bob Young is the chair of the Livingston County Board. We were talking about last night's meeting, some of the things decided there. I'm Todd Weinberner. This is the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.